Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I just feel like we look like characters from the Peanuts gang.
We do!
All dancing. If anyone could be in the studio right now and see what we're doing, we're all just grooving out every single time this song plays.
And I think we're pretty good dancers, to be honest.
Only when it's the sweet sounds of Beat Migs soulified by the professor, Nick Harrison.
Who is ready to Beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Oh, sorry.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Yeah. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Friday.
Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Cracking Friday.
Let's get to our contestants this morning for Beat Migs. It is Kevin and Remy from Mount Vernon. Kevin and Remy, are you there?
We are here. Yay.
And Remy, is there something special happening today?
It's my 12th birthday.
What? It's your 12th birthday, Remy.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got something for you then.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday today,
Remy.
Happy birthday.
All right, I feel like you got to be ready to beat Migs now.
We are.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Kevin and Remy, 12th birthday today, are going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
What color is a northern cardinal?
Red.
Yes. Which U.S. coin did Victor David Brenner design?
Probably a quarter.
No.
Penny?
Yes. Which member of NSYNC voices Branch in the Troll movies?
Justin Timberlake.
That's him. The earliest known Christmas decorations were made from what fruit? What's that?
Apples?
What did you say?
We said apples.
Apples, yes. Which continent was the first to have police dogs?
Apple?
No.
North America.
No.
South America.
No. Which word game features a grid and 16-lettered dice?
Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Word.
I was having a hard time hearing you guys, but you got 4 correct.
We got 4.
Yeah.
Are you guys on an Android?
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this guy. It's a BlackBerry.
Yes. Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy. Let's go. What color is a northern cardinal?
Red.
Yes. Which U.S. coin did Victor David Brenner design?
The nickel.
No.
The penny.
Yes. Which member of NSYNC voices Branch in the Trolls movies?
That'd be a Joey Fat One?
No.
He jokingly calls himself that.
I know.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake.
Yes, you do know. The earliest known Christmas decorations were made with what fruit?
Apples?
Yes. Which continent was the first to have police dogs?
Let's go with Australia.
No.
Europe.
Yes. Which word game features a grid and 16-lettered dice?
Yahtzee.
No.
Which board game? Scrabble.
No.
Crosswords.
No. What became the first minivan to be named Motor Trend's Car of the Year?
The Caravan.
Yeah. The Bluebird Cafe is an iconic music venue in what southern city?
Tennessee.
No, that's not a city.
Nashville.
Yeah, there you go. Which substance found in food helps move waste through the body?
Fiber.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct, Steve. And that is a victory.
Yeah.
8-4. Happy birthday, Remy.
Thank you.
It's your birthday today, Remy. Blow out your candles!
Yeah! Steve Miggs, the word game that features a grid and 16-lettered dice is Boggle.
Boggle.
Do you remember Boggle?
Yes.
I haven't played that in a billion years. Do they still make it?
I don't even know if I ever played it. I just remember the commercials for it.
Are you a very good speller?
No.
It's probably not for you then.
Definitely.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Tomorrow, Soundgarden will be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Matt Cameron of Soundgarden, he actually has a new band, but he's not even the drummer for that band.
No.
The drummer is a guy named Will Andrews. He's amazing. He's from these parts, and we're going to chat with Will about some cool Soundgarden news he has to share with us after Stone Temple Pilots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend, Soundgarden will be officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
About time.
Matt Cameron, he recently put together this new band called Is This Real? And part of that recent show that they did at the Triple Door, he brought up original bassist for Soundgarden, Hiro Yamamoto, and they performed an older Soundgarden song called Circle of Power.
And that's not Matt Cameron doing the drums. Like, he plays guitar in this band. And so on drums is our bud, Will Andrews. And I'm like, holy crap, you're playing a Soundgarden song on the drums with the drummer of Soundgarden. That has to be one of the most surreal experiences of somebody's life.
And Will Andrews joins us now. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Will, take us back to that moment. I don't know if it's fully hit you that you got the... I mean, you're an incredible drummer, and I always love watching you up there on stage. But you have to also admit, like, even in all of your coolest stuff, that might be up there as one of the coolest, that you got to be in a band with the drummer of Soundgarden and play a Soundgarden song for him.
I'm going to use your words. You said, holy crap. I totally reflect that remark. It's unbelievable. I would say surreal is the word, and... I didn't know we were going to be playing with Hiro until maybe like 2-3 weeks out from that show. And when he told me that, he's like, you're telling me we get to do Soundgarden with Hiro on vocals on a song that he sang back on Ultra Mega OK, and I get to be the drummer on this? Are you kidding me? You know, major Soundgarden fan for decades and decades, of course. And, you know, Matt's always been one of my favorite drummers in the world. So, yeah, it's just what, like, alternate timeline did I jump into? I don't know how this happened.
And, Will, you've been such a force as a local drummer in this area and beyond. But how exactly did you and Matt Cameron end up linking up on this project in the first place?
Sure. So I work at this drum shop called West Coast Drum Shop. It's in Bellevue. I've been there for 5 years. We're having our fifth anniversary next month. And a guitar player named Caspian Coberly comes into that drum shop to get his drums like worked on and tuned up and stuff like that. And I met him at the drum shop, I'd say about 2 years ago. And he introduced himself to me. He's like super young guy. He's like 25 now at the time. He was probably 23. And he's like, check out my tunes. And, you know, I'm usually reluctant to, like, you know, oh, okay, let me see what this guy's got going on. And I listened to the tunes and I was like blown away by his talent. He sings, he produces, he writes, he plays drums, plays a killer guitar. He's amazing. And he met Matt through the Alan White tribute show a number of years back. So yeah, he knew Matt from that. And then I contacted Caspian after listening to his music and I was like, you want to jam? And he's like, let's jam. So we set up a little jam in the drum shop in one of my teaching rooms there that I was teaching out of. And we hit it off musically. And we got to talking about music and, you know, all the classic bands and this and that. And Led Zeppelin came up and I was like, you know, Matt Cameron's like my Bonham. And he's like, I'm in a band with Matt Cameron. I'm like, that's unbelievable. And then a week later, I get a text from Caspian. Yeah, I get a text. He's like, do you want to jam with me and Matt? I'm like, what? So that's how it happened. It was all through Caspian. And they needed a drummer to step in and play Wipers tunes, which is like a great punk rock band from the early 80s. Greg Sage on guitar and vocals. They're super influential to like Nirvana, Soundgarden, yeah, and all those bands. And, you know, I was like, okay, if I get to jam with Matt, I'm going to nail these songs to the wall as best I can. And came in there and we all just hit it off. And it's been history ever since.
Okay, so it sounds like everyone in this band is like a multi-instrumentalist.
Definitely Matt, definitely Caspian. Shane Smith on bass plays with me in 10 Miles Wide.
Oh, yeah.
He's more of just a bass player. I'm more of just a drummer. But, yeah, those two dudes definitely are multi-instrumental. They can sing, they can play, they can write, they can produce. They're awesome.
So, now, well, I got to ask you, because you're a big, like you said, Matt Cameron's your John Bonham. And Soundgarden's a massive influence to you. How are you feeling about them going into the Hall of Fame? Have you had chats with Matt about this? I mean, do you have any insight behind what's going on behind the scenes?
Only really just through just conversations in passing and just being stoked for him and all that stuff. And I try not to pry too deep into that world, mainly just because we're there to do our job as Is This Real? But, you know, we got to hang out in the green room together with Hero, and Kim Thiel was there. And, you know, a lot of the old guard was there. Mark Pickerel from Screaming Trees and Chris Novoselic from Nirvana was hanging at that new Triple Door show that we did. And, you know, just kind of like fly on the wall for some of it and, you know, chatting with Matt and Mark about drums and stuff like that. But, you know, it's, you know, when you're around that, you're kind of in tune with, you know, some of the Instagram posts and you can see kind of who they're working with, or you can kind of speculate and you're like, oh yeah, I could have called that, you know? But I'm super stoked for them. This is incredible and they totally deserve it. I mean, I think Soundgarden was really the first one to come out of Seattle before Nirvana and obviously Pearl Jam and all that stuff. So they were kind of like the originators, and their body of work is, you know, second to none, and they've written some of the best albums and songs of all time. So I'm so happy for them, and it's really cool to see Hero playing bass next to Ben in those pictures and all that stuff. And totally stoked to see what happens.
You're right. I think about, like, as being a dorky kid from New York growing up watching Headbangers Ball, the band that first turned me onto the Seattle music scene. It was Loud Love, that music video, and just being like, this is different than all the other bands that they're playing on Headbangers Ball, and falling in love with them from there. And you mentioned the performance with Hero. That video is now up on the Is This Real YouTube page and on all of your social media pages as well. So if people want to see Hero back on stage with Matt from Soundgarden singing a Soundgarden song, you could check it out.
Yeah, apparently they hadn't played that song since 88. And in 88, there's one video that I found where Hero hands the bass to Chris Cornell, who plays bass on that song, so Hero can take the mic. So it's pretty wild.
Will, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congrats on the cool new project, and we look forward to seeing you on stage real soon.
Thanks, Taryn. Thanks, Steve.
Take
Great
care.
To chat with you. Okay, take care. Bye.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Seattle has a new PWHL team, and they have an official name. But so far, people are unenthused. We're going to tell you the name and what people are saying about it when we go straight to the comments at 8:20.
And those people are us.
Yeah. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, Seattle's brand new PWHL team had a big announcement to make, and that was the name of the team. And the video is narrated by our star player, Hillary Knight, and they shared the name and the logo.
We are the Seattle Torrents.
And then came the logo and the disappointment from Seattle hockey fans, hoping for a little bit more than the Seattle Torrent.
And you really have to enunciate the T at the end. Torrent.
Torrent.
Otherwise, it sounds like Torin.
Which almost sounds like Taran. They could be the Seattle Tarans.
Oh, not to be confused with the Karens.
Right.
So, yes, they are the Seattle Torrent. And many people are underwhelmed by this announcement. So, of course, we've got to go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of comments, and we figured who better to read them. Well, it was a hard time trying to figure out who could read these comments about the Seattle Torrent in their name. So, I was like, okay, well, these ladies will be playing with sharp objects on their feet. So, let's find a lady who likes to play with sharp objects in her hand.
Britney Spears.
You know yes. It. So, we got Robot Britney Spears. It's a stretch, Danny, but we're going with it. Reading the comments about the new name for our hockey team, the Seattle Torrent. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
Besties, it's not too late to change the logo. We can all pretend we didn't see this one.
Yes. I'll be honest, when they leaked it, like a day or two before it became official yesterday, I thought they were trying to send us off the beaten path. They're like, the team accidentally leaked the logo and the name on their website. I'm like, no way. They didn't mess that up. And apparently they did.
It was not by design.
I thought for sure they're like, oh, got you guys. We're not really going to go with the Torrent or that logo. Here's the cool name.
Ugh.
That did not happen. No, did not. All right.
Excited about the team. Not excited about that logo.
It's funny because I was kind of going through my social media yesterday. And like a lot of people were kind of, you know, eh on the name. But the logo was the definite one getting a lot of, you know what?
You expected a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely expected a little bit more when it came to the logo. I think we have some talented graphic design people.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll grow on us. Maybe when we see it on a jersey, it'll be awesome. But as of right now, I'm not as excited as I was when we saw the Seattle Kraken logo.
No.
These women deserve a better logo.
Yeah.
Come on. Branding feels AI generated in Canva.
So it feels like AI generated.
It is very boring.
I'll be honest though, I went on ChatGPT to see if they could create a better logo. And asked me a million questions. But I'm like, here, you know, make a better logo than this. And I even sent it to them. And I'll be honest, AI did not do a very good job.
What is that?
I don't know. It's just two circles and it says Torrent.
But the last T doesn't even look like a T.
I actually wrote back, what are you doing, robots? Like, no, this is definitely not it. And they asked me like a billion questions. Like, what kind of vibe do you want? What kind of this do you want? I'm like, oh, we're bound to have a freaking awesome logo. No.
It's just kind of meh.
It is what it is.
So sorry to the social media manager who is catching ALL of these strays.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the social media person. They just posted the stuff. They didn't design the logo. No. They didn't name the team.
So stop sending ALL of your messages to them.
ALL.
I don't know why it needed to spell out all, but it did.
Yay. Another Seattle sports team with a stupid f***ing name. Not a single name is cool. You can't change my opinion, so don't even try.
Fine, I guess I won't try and change your opinion.
Not a single name of Seattle sports teams is cool to this person?
You know, I think at first all the names are pretty stupid, but you kind of grow, you get used to it. I mean, Seahawks isn't anything special, but you know, we've had it for so long that now I love the name.
Sure.
Kraken was not very popular at first. Mariners?
Yeah, I mean,
Rain? I mean, we like them because of the history.
No, I don't like the Mariners. I wish we had changed the Mariners
to the Moose.
I don't, to something else. I don't know what. Moose. I was, every time that I go, everyone's like, what's a Mariner? And I'm like, it's a sea guy, right?
It's a sea guy. Seaman.
And also, we should have been the Seattle Seaman.
Yes!
I have a logo for it.
I think I will wear the PWHL Seattle sweater forever.
So I know for the first season, they're just wearing PWA. They're just wearing the jerseys that say Seattle.
And those are cool.
Yeah. So you
I thought
those
are dope.
And they won't have the actual jersey for the new logo until next year. It's like part of like the tradition that they're trying to create with the PWHL.
So there's time to change it.
There's hope.
Very mid logo. Cool name, though. So much more could have been done with this name and concept. The S looks minor league.
The S is... looks really thrown together.
It does.
All right, we have one more.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a logo for a brand of toothpaste.
100%.
Oh, kind of, actually.
Oh, my God. Now I'm never going to unsee that. That does look like the toothpaste coming out of a tube.
It's like a little toothpaste swirly gig.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of cool logos, we have a new t-shirt, the Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving t-shirt with proceeds benefiting the Washington Food Coalition. It is for a great cause, so you should definitely get one in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Actually, get them for the whole family. Wear them to Thanksgiving together. That's what I'm going to do.
Spill some gravy on that shirt.
Yeah.
You are just waking up and getting started with your day, and there's a lot going on out there in the world of pop culture, so we have broken it all down to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Absolutely heartbreaking, horrible story. Marshawn Neyland died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after he fled from a failed traffic stop in Frisco, Texas.
Such a crazy story.
Police ended up finding him after searching the area when he ran from the scene of a crash. And he had just had a great game with the Cowboys the other day.
He had a fumble recovery or something along those lines where he scored a touchdown or something too. And just a young kid and apparently had his mental health struggles, obviously. And it's just so heartbreaking to hear about that.
Yeah, that's just a terrible story.
Did you catch the press conference? It's heavy. I apologize in advance, but it's heavy. But I thought it was a real powerful moment that happened during the Seahawks press conference with linebacker DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus, before he came to Seattle, was playing with the Cowboys and played with Marshawn Neyland. And before he even did anything with the press conference, which has got to be tough, you're standing in front of a room, you just found out this information. Oh. And then also tough for the reporters. Like, how do you follow up and ask questions after he addresses the room and just sends his love to Marshawn's family and talks about it?
First, I want to start off this conference with my condolences for Marshawn Neyland's family. It's tough to lose a brother in a situation like this. So, you know, I want to send my condolences, my love, and my prayers.
What did you learn about Marshawn when you played with him last year?
And that'd be tough right there. Like, as a reporter, you have, like, all these questions to ask about the upcoming game, last week's game. And then, you know, he shares something that's very heartfelt. Like, you can't follow that up with a...
It's tough to pivot.
Hey, tell me about Sam Darnold or something along those lines. So props to the... I think it was Brady Henderson that had a question to follow up about what he just said.
Yeah, man. I know he loved the game, man. He loved the smile. He loved interaction with his teammates. But yeah, man, he was a fun, you know, young guy, man. And I love being around him. And he's going to be missed very well.
What do you think people maybe don't understand about, like, the challenges mental health wise of being in the spotlight, being a professional athlete?
Yeah, man. I feel like people don't understand that our words do have power. We throw them around so loosely, you know, with no care in the world. And, you know, our words can cut deep or, you know, we don't know what anybody is going through. So it's also wise to, you know, build a community around you to have people to talk to.
You can just tell at that point, the reporter's like, what do we do here? So, I mean, and also props to DeMarcus. He brought a little levity after that just by doing this.
All right, but no more questions about that, you know, situation. Let's get back to football.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm a reporter, I'm like, I don't know what to do at this point.
That was really tough. He handled it with such poise and composure.
And he's not wrong. It's just, especially with the world of social media that we have right now, people just... I mean, I get, you know, these are just words. You could say that all you want, but on certain days, these words will hit harder than other days. I mean, I know we all battle that. Like, there are some days where it's like, I will laugh at the awful things that are being said to me. And then there are other days where I'm just like, you're right. I agree. Like, I am this. And it's just like, it just depends on what your mind is going, where it is at that moment. And when you're a public figure, like, on that level, playing for a pro football team, I can't imagine what that's like.
You just never know what that other person maybe going through. So just be kind.
And just massive shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence for taking a moment to say that and just talk so, like you said, just so eloquently about something that is so tough to talk about with, like, mental health.
The Daily Mix Show.
there is one more opportunity for someone to try to beat you today, Steve. You haven't lost yet today.
Wins upon wins upon wins.
You even beat a 12-year-old on their birthday.
And felt great about it.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think that you can beat Migs. And please do it at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.